WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's Blinn College trustees meeting in Brenham includes possible action on a concealed carry handgun policy.
The only place concealed carry would be banned is during any grievance or appeal involving a disinterested third party. Trustees are told Blinn's branch on the second floor of the Texas A&M Health Science Center should be gun-free. There would be an appeals process for Blinn faculty members who want a ban, as well as those in charge of other college divisions and programs. Students would be allowed to have guns in their dorm rooms as long as they stored them in an approved container. While four-year state colleges and universities began their concealed carry policies last August, state law gave until this August 1st for Blinn and other community colleges. The 250-page report, which was compiled by a 34-member task force, is available online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station man died during a fight last week after suffering a major heart attack. That's what College Station police was told as part of preliminary autopsy findings following the death of 38-year-old Ross Batten. According to a CSPD news release, Batten had gone to the home of a woman who called to tell him that she had been struck by her live-in boyfriend. Detectives were told Batten forced his way inside the home and started a fight with Tyrone Shepherd. During the fight, Batten stopped breathing and died. Shepherd was arrested for family violence assault for striking his girlfriend. No other arrests have been made. Anyone with additional information is asked to contact CSPD. Last Friday morning, Grimes County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a dead person on the train at the TMPA property on FM 244 in Carlos. According to the report, deputies found 25-year-old Cameron Scott Day of Castle Rock, Colorado, in the coal car unloading facility. The cause of death is pending, but no foul play is suspected. A Bryan woman is out of jail on a $25,000 bond following her arrest for hindering Bryan police for making an arrest of one of the woman's sons. The 16-year-old was found hiding inside a doghouse in the backyard of their home. According to the arrest report, the arresting officer asked for the higher bond after BPD went to the family's home west of Johnson Elementary School 30 times in the last 16 months. 55-year-old Rhonda Rodriguez is accused by the arresting officer of allowing her three sons to cause chaos in their neighborhood and use her home as a safe haven. The College Station City Council has approved more stop signs along streets and residential neighborhoods. And Councilwoman Linda Harvell says the requests keep coming.
I just can't help but think there's got to be some kind of a solution to the neighborhoods who just all they're asking from the city is that the streets are safe for their children to play.
The council was told traffic safety could be brought up during a joint meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 11th. The Bryan City Council was given a heads up at its last meeting that next month they will be asked to refinance more than $86 million in bonds. The chief's financial officer, Joe Hegwood, says lower interest rates mean saving nearly $8 million over the remaining lives of two bond issues. Hegwood says the bond market and the city's emphasis on higher cash reserves combined to lower interest rates. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 66 degrees. You can call or text us during the show at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sovac City is having its first annual sewing machine demo and overstock sale. If you've been thinking about a new sewing machine, then this is the best time to get the machine you want at a fantastic price. Save big on entry-level machines. Save huge on computer machines and save tons of cash on embroidery machines. Check out the new Brother Simplicity 17-stitch sewing machine for only $85. Get a Disney embroidery machine for only $325 and a Janome 4-thread serger for $189. Sovac City's first annual demo and overstock sale is going on now. Sovac City, come on down to see us.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
clouds. They're going to be with us throughout the day. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms as well. Some of those may produce locally heavy downpours as they roll through the area. Highs today anywhere from 80 to 85. Showers are possible during the evening. They'll taper off overnight, 65 to 70. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow. Chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Sunshine Thursday. Temperatures on Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll preview the Aggie baseball team's upcoming game with the UTA Mavericks tonight. Meanwhile, the Astros and Rangers took the field last night and earned a couple of W's. And in the NBA, the Spurs took a 2-0 lead in their series with the Grizzlies. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Taking a look at the radar. I don't know. Did it rain all night?
I think so, because I woke up quite a few times last night, yep. And it was just kind of a steady sprinkle.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. So this is that way you get to turn off your sprinkler system.
Yep.
This is
this
is the way you want to get rain this way.
Yeah.
But if you're traveling today, at least this morning, we're just kind of on the edge. It's drifting to the north and northeast, but we are just on the western edge of this. And of course, it's cool. As it heats up, that may be a problem. But if you're headed down to Houston. I mean, Prairie View's just getting hammered right now. And then down Fort Bend County, and then there's heavy rain between Houston and Galveston. So it's all kind of hugging the coast. All of it's no more than about 150 miles in. So that's what the radar looks like right now. And as it warms up, things could change a little bit. So hundreds of children dressed up like Charlie Chaplin. I mean, consider that they're little kids who don't even know who Charlie Chaplin
is.
Right,
yeah.
But that the little tramp thing, they all dressed up like Charlie Chaplin, and they went to the house that he lived in for the last 25 years of his life to mark the anniversary of what would have been his 128th birthday.
That's cool.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of a cute picture.
It's the Chaplin World Museum, which opened up a year ago. 662 people sporting the star's distinctive bowler hat and cane gathered there on Sunday, just above Lake Geneva. This guy left Hollywood, I mean, made tons of money, owned his films, left Hollywood, had plenty of money. His daughter Geraldine was an actress for quite a while. Anyhow, yeah, just
something. And the mustache.
That's right.
They all have the little mustache on.
And wasn't Geraldine in that the movie about him that with Robert Downey Jr.?
I think that's probably right.
I believe that's the case.
Yep. So that's, kind of cool. Okay, so when you live in Louisiana, fill in the blank wherever you want. But in this case, an alligator just may be a part of your life. An alligator was wrangled after crawling out of a storm drain in Metairie, Louisiana. Metairie is where the airport is for New Orleans.
Okay? Oh, okay.
The alligator emerged from the drain in the Jefferson Parish yesterday after heavy rains. Drain located behind an elementary school.
Ooh.
But okay, they're on spring break there. Alligator.
Oh, sure, it's fine.
Yeah, it worked out then. Alligator did move around a lot, and it's interesting. I was watching a feature story on Palm Beach, Florida, yesterday, and how it was developed. And what happened is a guy who had a whole lot of money went down to Florida, and he actually, the publicity pictures that he used to try to sell people on the idea of moving down there showed this guy standing over a pit that had like 12 alligators.
Oh, yeah, that's why I would want to move anywhere.
About four of them with their mouths open.
Yeah, waiting for a little snack.
Exactly, so I'm just thinking, Anyhow, so this alligator did move around the residential area and mainly was, as they said, chilling.
Did they say how large it was?
They didn't say. Basically, video that was obtained by a television station in New Orleans shows a group of residents detaining the gator by lassoing its neck and tying the rope to a nearby pole.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Now,
it's called rodeo in Louisiana.
Well, it is. I guess that's probably what it is. It says a wildlife professionals then arrived and taped its mouth shut. Now,
Who draws that short straw?
I don't know, but somewhere, I'm betting there are gator huggers out there who are going, what do you mean you taped his mouth shut? Can he breathe through his nose?
Yeah. Info?
Mason.
What if he happens to be having a bad allergy day?
How would you like it if your nose, your mouth was taped shut?
Exactly. On the other hand, that could be a great endorsement opportunity for duct tape.
Yeah, there you go.
We can, so strong.
Yeah, we can hold a gator's mouth shut.
Okay. Oh,
glad
boy.
We can help them out this morning.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 6:16. You're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in the Brazos Valley. All right, so here we go. It's the 18th of April. Today, finally, your taxes are due. Okay, this is income tax payday.
Yes.
I'll look around. I think there's usually some restaurants and folks who give you a deal because
It's trending on Twitter. Tax day freebies is a hashtag, right. So there may be some that we can find.
We'll have a look at that a little bit later on. It's Pet Owner Independence Day. Now, you know, like out in California, they don't like you using the term pet owner.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be a pet companion. But anyway, so today happens to be Pet Owners Independence Day. Okay. What does that mean? Does that mean let your animal run wild?
Yeah,
I guess.
Amateur Radio Day, that kind of used to be a thing.
Okay.
Well, because back in the day, you know, ham radio operators and that sort of thing, to be able to, I had a guy down the street when I was growing up, and he was about 5 years older than I was, but he really got into that thing. And so, you know, you could talk to people far away. That was really a bizarre kind of thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
Like you could talk to somebody in Italy. Wow.
What?
Now, it's National Lineman's Appreciation Day. Man, you don't think about them till you need them.
I think it was Major Applewhite who played for Texas. His girlfriend used to bake cookies for his linemen.
Oh, I think they meant electric linemen.
Oh. I would think I automatically went to football.
Well, let me look and see.
There's nothing that says that, you know, we can't celebrate football linemen also.
Yeah, no, I think this has to do with electricity.
All right, to each his own.
But that's cool. No, that's all right.
But hey, you know, tackles cool and guards, they're necessary
exactly.
too.
There is there's a book by Giles Tippett called Saturday's Children.
Uh-huh.
And it tells the story of Bill Peterson, who was kind of the eclectic coach of the Rice Owls.
Okay.
It's really, really a funny book. For instance, what he'd do is he would tell a story about how if linemen don't protect the quarterback, society as we know it will will be absolutely eliminated around the world. And it's kind of fun.
That
but he would
fun.
Have the team see, say, okay, take a knee and let's do the Lord's Prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. Oh, hell, you finish it. But anyway, if you can find it, it's a funny book. National Columnist Day. That's kind of quaint.
Okay.
Remember when they
mm-hmm.
used to be, you know, columns in newspapers and stuff like that? It's International Jugglers Day.
All right.
Do you know anybody who juggles?
I can juggle a little.
Okay, yeah. Jay Sokol juggles.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
We may have him demonstrate when he's here later this week.
Sure.
All right, we got birthdays.
We got birthdays. Chloe Bennett is 25, plays Sky on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Aaliyah Shockett is 28. She was maybe on Arrested Development, if you remember that.
Mm. Oh, sure.
America Ferrera is 33. She was Ugly Betty.
Yeah.
How do you get named America?
I mean,
it's fine. It's great. Maybe her parents were really pleased with that, because they may have come from another country.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I think that might be the story, is that they were immigrants and were just very happy to be here.
Which, hey, you know, USA pride.
Yeah.
Sounds that's right.
And now she's famous and makes lots of money.
That's right. And if she met 43, what do you call her? America.
Yeah.
America.
America. Nice to meet you. Okay. Miguel Cabrera is 34, Detroit Tigers triple crown winning MVP slugger.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a stud.
Yeah. Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, happy birthday, Kourtney, the oldest.
38 today.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Melissa Joan Hart is 41.
Oh my gosh, Clarissa explains it all. That's Sabrina, right. The Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old?
41.
Really?
Yeah. She's still doing stuff on, you know, whatever.
She got that show Melissa
channel.
And Joey or Joey Lawrence.
Yep.
Another 90s star.
Yeah.
David Tennant is 46.
Oh, goodness.
They put that he's Kilgrave on Marvel's Jessica Jones, which is true, but everybody really knows him as the 10th Doctor.
Well, see, and I didn't even know who this dude was, okay?
He's the best doctor.
I understand. And so I found this show called Broadchurch that he was on. And I'm going, wow, this guy is really good. You know, so I went to Wikipedia or whatever and looked him up and went, oh, that's David Tennant. Now I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
I mean, I went down the hall and told Kat, you know, because she's like such a Doctor No fan. But,
Doctor Who,
fan. But he's quite good.
Yeah,
quite
very good. Very good. And he was good in Jessica Jones as well.
Mm-hmm.
Conan O'Brien. He's probably my favorite late night host. He's the funniest, in my opinion.
Okay.
Met him walking down the street in New York one day.
Yeah. Is he as nice as they say?
He was all right. He's really tall.
Yeah.
He's really tall. Yeah. Anyway.
He's 54 today.
Cool.
Eric McCormick is also 54, played Will on Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah. Huh. I think they're doing a comeback or
reunion
or something.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It was a big hit.
Oh, all right.
It was. I loved Will and Grace.
Yeah. Jane Leaves is 56. She was Daphne on Frasier.
Sure.
Okay.
And then was also in Hot in Cleveland for a while, or still is maybe. Yeah. John James is 61, played Jeff Colby on Dynasty and the Colbys.
Sure.
Eric Roberts, Julia Roberts' brother, he's 61.
What have you been doing lately?
Yeah.
Just being Julia Roberts' brother.
That's right.
Rick Moranis is 64.
Oh. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, another thing.
Okay. Ghostbusters, yeah. Spaceballs, all kinds of stuff. James Woods is 70.
Oh,
all
right.
And Haley Mills, 71. She was, of course, from the original Parent Trap.
Oh, yeah.
And also played Miss Bliss on a show that was originally titled Good Morning, Miss Bliss, but later went on to be called Saved by the Bell.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. Jeff Bodine, Racer Dude, 68 today. And James Drury, the Virginian. Interesting show. It was an hour and a half, and it was back when Westerns were really big.
Mm-hmm.
It was an hour and a half, and it was in color, you know, and kind of the first of its kind of groundbreaking when it came to that. Lived in Houston for about the last 40 years, as a matter of fact, and he's 83 today. Oh. All right, 6:22.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
The U.S. military dropped the largest non-nuclear bomb on ISIS fighters. Now, the bomb, nicknamed Mother of All Bombs, MOAB, killed at least 90 ISIS fighters at a base in Afghanistan. And, of course, without failure, well, this news, of course, sent the mainstream Stop Trump at All Costs media into a tailspin. According to the Gateway Pundit, when linking to an article on the bomb strike, the L.A. Times seemed to question why the Pentagon would use the bomb to take out ISIS fighters. And the paper tweeted, MOAB drop. Not immediately clear why Pentagon used 11-ton bomb against group that uses suicide bombers and AK-47s. Well, maybe it's because they use suicide bombers and AK-47s. And then CNBC tweeted out an article about ISIS calling Trump an idiot and asked their Twitter followers if they agreed with ISIS.
Really?
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
5 times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners, or a Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Miles of piping, thousands of elbows, hundreds of valves. In the complex network of piping at your facility, heat loss happens, and you're paying for it. Covering the pipes, restricting heat loss, is the mechanical insulation. Piping insulation saves energy, money, and ultimately, greenhouse gas emissions. Creating a solar field isn't the only way to save fossil fuels. For a network of mechanical insulation experts, visit isaveteam.org.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the market's finishing in the red today amid some geopolitical uncertainty. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, and separately...
That's just not the right one. Just not. All right, let me see if we can find the current Wall Street Journal report and get back to you.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom White Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax, title, fees, extra, expires 5/1/17, stock number 60215.
For Kashenko with Your Money Now. Facebook has launched a review of how it handles violent videos and other objectionable material, saying it needs to do better. After a video of a killing in Cleveland on Sunday remained on its website and mobile app for 2 hours. The world's largest social network says it will be looking for ways to make it easier for people to report such videos and to speed up the process of reviewing items once they're reported. Local and federal authorities say an oil well leaking natural gas on Alaska's North Slope has been successfully plugged by pumping salt water into the well. Employees at BP on Friday morning discovered uncontrolled natural gas flowing from the top of a well house, a metal structure that looks like a large box over a well. About 45 minutes later, they determined that the well was spraying a mist of crude oil into the air. Crude oil down 42 cents this morning at $52.23 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino.
So why am I here?
And believe me, SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance.
Vastness.
You're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So if you're getting a really big tax refund this year, I'm not trying to crush your joy, but here's why it isn't always a good thing. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, when you get a big refund, it's usually because you had too much money withheld from your paychecks, maybe because you filled something out wrong on your W-4, and it is nice to get that big chunk of money back. But a lot of people end up using their refund to pay down credit cards, which rack up interest all year. And if you had a little more money in your pocket, maybe you wouldn't have needed to use your credit card. Or if you really want to be an adult about it, that extra money could have automatically been deposited into a retirement account. Now, here's why it makes sense. Let's say you get paid twice a month and got a really nice refund this year of $1,200. Well, that means you overpaid by $50 per paycheck. If you invested all that money and kept doing it for 30 years, you'd put away $36,000. But because of compound interest, you'd actually end up with a lot more than that. Now, if your 401k or IRA made 6% a year, you'd actually end up with about $100,000 after 30 years. About 60 grand of it would come from compound interest alone. So just remember, when it comes to taxes, you're not getting a bonus when they give you back your check. You're just getting back what you overpaid. If you fill out your paperwork right and you got to keep that to begin with, and then you invested it, you'd end up making more money in the long run. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Good morning, 629, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications.
In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Could have some heavy rain produced in there, about a 70% chance of rain, and we should get between a half and three-quarters of an inch is what they're telling us today. Isolated as high of 76. Isolated showers tonight, about 65, and then tomorrow we'll be in the 80s with kind of a chance hanging on as far as showers are concerned. It'll be 84 and 85 on Thursday and Friday, a little bit cooler on the weekend on Saturday with a 40% chance of showers. As far as the rain profile right now, we're kind of on the western edge of this stuff that seems to be basically hugging the coast, but moving a little bit northerly as well. As you head down to Houston, you'll be running into some rain. Heavy rain down in Fort Bend County, and then heavier rain between Houston and Galveston is the way it looks right now. And we've got 66 degrees.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you are moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured, and our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
As an adult, you can make your brain think and act more like an adolescent brain. In fact, you probably should. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
The adolescent brain is different than the adult brain.
If you study how the adult brain can keep itself healthy, these four features of adolescence, emotional spark, social engagement, novelty, and creative exploration, are actually the core way you as an adult can keep your brain healthy.
Psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Siegel, author of the book Brainstorm, The Power and Purpose of the Teenage Brain.
For emotional spark, that would mean keeping passion alive in your life. Too many adults have let that go and just do the same old, and they aren't passionate about what's going on. And yet, feeling this emotional spark in your life is exactly what not only gives you a feeling of being alive, but actually keeps your brain young. Number two, social engagement. I know too many adults who've let their friendships go, who've let these supportive social networks go. The number one thing that produces happiness and longevity and health in your body and your mind, keeps your brain young, is actually supportive relationships.
The third is novelty, breaking your routine and doing things in a new way.
And the fourth thing, creative exploration. You can challenge your mind in really productive ways that help keep your brain growing well and your mind sharp. So this essence of adolescence is exactly what we need in our adulthood to keep ourselves going well.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police say they have made 30 visits at a home near Johnson Elementary School in the last 16 months. The most recent visit was to arrest a 16-year-old on a burglary charge. After the young man was found inside a doghouse in his backyard, his mother was taken to jail for hindering her son's arrest. The arresting officer asked and received a higher bond for 55-year-old Rhonda Rodriguez. The mother, who is accused of using her home as a safe haven as her three sons caused chaos in the neighborhood, is out of jail after posting a $25,000 bond. bond. According to the request to the judge, the arresting officer says Rodriguez has been verbally combative, dishonest, and uncooperative with police, and her three sons have caused substantial problems and have had extensive dealings with law enforcement. College Station police report a local man who died during a fight last Tuesday was due to a major heart attack. That's according to preliminary autopsy findings in the death of 38-year-old Ross Batten of College Station. According to a CSPD news release, Batten had kicked down the door of a home last Tuesday morning and started a fight with another man, Tyrone Shepard. Detectives were told Shepard's live-in girlfriend called Batten, telling him that she had been struck by Shepard. Shepard was arrested at the time of the incident for a Class A misdemeanor family violence assault, where he is accused of striking the woman. Shepard has not been charged with any other crime. Anyone with additional information is asked to contact CSPD. Bryan police made two trips to the same home on Easter morning and filed four cases. One was a fight involving three women. The victim sustained minor injuries from the assault by two other women. And the two other women are accused of causing more than $4,000 with damage by keying three vehicles. No arrests have been made in the four cases on Sandra Drive, which is north and east of the intersection of Old College and South College. And on Easter, during the midnight hour, police received six reports of paintballs hitting vehicles or houses. Four reports were in the Wheeler Ridge neighborhood. The other two were on Stevens Drive near Old Hearn Road. The Blinn College Board of Trustees has been given 250 pages of background information as part of recommendations for a concealed handgun policy that would start August 1st.
A 34-member task force produced the report. The group represented seven Blinn campus locations, 18 departments, and 11 divisions. With a few exceptions, concealed carry would be allowed on all Blinn campuses. That includes classrooms, residence halls, as long as students have an approved storage container in their rooms, and faculty offices, though faculty members have an appeals process. The appeals process would also apply to Blinn programs or divisions that want the restriction. Concealed carry would be banned during any grievance or appeal involving a disinterested third party. It's recommended, but not mandated, that Blinn space on the second floor of the Texas A&M Health Science Center be gun-free. The Blinn board considers adopting the recommendations tonight at its meeting in Brenham. You can read and download the report online at WTAW.com. Concealed carry policies for community colleges are required by state law to begin by August 1st. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As early as next month, College Station's Planning and Zoning Commission may be directed by the City Council to investigate how residential city streets can become safer. It's a concern Councilwoman Linda Harvell has heard.
I understand, you know, the parameters that the city has to deal with. But I think we need to be proactive when the residents are saying, help us, our kids can't safely play. What alternatives are there?
P&Z is scheduled to present its plan of work to the council on May 11th. Last week, the council unanimously voted to create two more all-way stops, one at Southern Plantation in Alexandria and at Southern Plantation in Decatur. Next month, the Bryan City Council will be refinancing debt to take advantage of lower interest rates. That will mean a savings of nearly $8 million. The city's chief financial officer, Joe Hegwood, told the council one of the reasons is the city keeping more money in reserves.
Part of it's that, part of it's the market in general. Just the fact that, you know, 10 years ago, the average debt service was higher than it is right now. So you've got both of those things going on.
Hegwood says refinancing will save more than $6 million in BTU bonds over the next 15 years and nearly $2 million in bonds for city water and sewer projects during the next 10 years. The Texas House has approved a bipartisan bill requiring further study before the state's agriculture commissioner can authorize the use of a poison to reduce the state's feral hog population. While the delay was approved by a margin of 128-13, Kyle Cassell of College Station was one of three lawmakers who were present but did not vote. Among those voting for the delay were John Rainey of Bryan and Leighton Schubert of Caldwell. HB 3451 requires further academic or policy scrutiny on the poison's effects on the hogs, as well as residents, hunters, and the environment. WTAW News Time is 6:39 at 66 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Stop by WC Tractor and Bryan this Saturday from 8 to 3 and demo one of Kubota's versatile tractors, residential or commercial mowers, utility vehicles, and more. Take advantage of one-day-only pricing. Talk to Kubota factory reps and register to win a Commander mower. No purchase necessary. Only available at WC Tractor's Bryan location. See store for details. See you this Saturday at WC Tractor and Bryan, Earl Rudder Freeway at the Tabor Road exit, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
When you drive a Toyota Tundra, you escape to another world. A world where tweeting is for the birds and the smell of pine doesn't come from a can of air freshener. A place where hunting doesn't require a controller, where the only social networking sites are campfires. And when you like something, you say it instead of tapping it. In this world, your world, connection is something that's made with other humans, not routers. Sunsets are viewed without filters, the cloud only stores rain, and the best searching is done without hashtags.
Dad, look, over here.
Visit this world in the fully capable Toyota Tundra. Built here, lives here.
Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $359 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and at 5117. Assembled in Texas with U.S. and globally sourced parts.
Good morning. It's 6:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with locally heavy downpours, will be rolling across the area today. Temperatures, they'll make their way up to about 80 to 85 this afternoon. Overnight, we'll look for showers and thunderstorms to end during the evening. We'll have lots of cloudiness overnight. Lows are going to fall back to 65 to 70. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, but there is the potential for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, 80 to 85. Sunny Thursday, 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team takes on the UTA Mavericks tonight. We'll take a look forward to that. Meanwhile, the son of a former A&M standout will be joining the baseball team next season, and we'll check out how the night went for Lone Star teams in Major League Baseball and the NBA. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, not surprising, kind of what we thought might happen is some of that light rain has turned into heavier rain now. Having a look at the radar over on the western side of Brazos County and actually moving into Bryan, some heavier showers now after you've basically been having drippies. But if you're driving to Houston, you're going to be in rain all the way down. And if you're having to go down below, down toward Freeport, we're talking very heavy rain down there. And this stuff is really kind of boiling up out of the Gulf is where it's starting and then moving inland. The good news is it appears to kind of be slowly drifting to the east. So later on today, we'll be able to get rid of that. But our forecast says we may get up to 3/4 of an inch of rain today, in addition to what we've already had. And yesterday, you know, was one of those rare situations where the Aggie Dome didn't hold.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see it coming in.
Yeah.
You could hear it.
It was brewing.
Yeah. I mean, it stirred up the trees and thunder and all that stuff and rained hard for a little while and then just kind of settled down into good old rain. It means you don't have to use your sprinkler. So we'll look for that. All right. So I guess really we ought to We ought to start because he's most comfortable when he is the lead story, our leader of the free world. What's shaking today?
So just 2 hours ago, he's up early this morning, getting on Twitter. The weak illegal immigration policies of the Obama administration allowed bad MS-13 gangs to form in cities across the U.S.
Oh, listen to
that. We are removing them fast. And then he continued with, oh, I will be interviewed on Fox and Friends starting at 6 a.m. Enjoy. That is why he was up so early this morning. Then he said about an hour ago, Democrat John Ossoff would be a disaster in Congress. Very weak on crime and illegal immigration. Bad for jobs and wants higher taxes. Say no.
Yeah.
And then he continued with, Republicans must get out today and vote in Georgia. Force runoff and easy win. Dem Ossoff will raise your taxes. Very bad on crime and Second Amendment. He's pretty good at this 140 character business. I kind of have to, like, it's almost a riddle. So that was his last tweet, was that last one. But he's using a lot of abbreviations these days to really fit his entire thought in. But I can only, you know, do so much,
now,
however.
If you think about it, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, going back to the one, allowed bad MS-13 gangs.
I don't know what MS-13
gangs
are.
Okay, I'll Google it.
MS-13 is a gang. Y'all didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah.
No, Brad, I'm sorry. I'm not up to speed on my gang speak.
Yeah, you guys don't know your gangs?
No, I know the Kings and the Crips or something like that.
Well, Crips and the Bloods were the first ones.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
MS-13 are kind of like Latin King. I don't, I'm not trying to start a feud here.
Okay. But, yeah, we don't want to. Okay. But it's a gang. All right. So anyway, well, there we're removing them quickly, is what he has said. So.
And, you know, that's an important thing. And we don't talk about the gang violence that probably drives a lot of the homicides in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if he's attacking that, and, you know, again, we had a president for 8 years who had a great opportunity to cross a whole lot of boundaries.
Right.
Build a whole lot of bridges, make a whole lot of difference, and he just didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Instead, he stirred things up. And not saying that he could have stopped gang violence.
Right.
And, you know, what's sad is, you can talk to the police chiefs in our cities and they have to talk about gang violence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's
certainly
not to the level that they are in the big city, but it's something that has to be discussed.
Well, and I think we get so caught up on, you know, terrorism and these national security threats, which obviously are a very real thing and we need to know about and be worried about, but then you kind of forget what's going on in your own city, in your own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and that is why that's important. So good, I'm glad that he's mentioning that.
Right.
Because that does need to be part of the conversation.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of thing that we live in. Hello.
MS-13 came out of El Salvador, and the MS stands for Mara Salvatrucha, and it actually comes from a street name where some of this originated, as far as I know.
Well, you know a heck of a lot more than we do. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
See?
It
doesn't
matter. Listeners, man.
It does not matter.
They're
what we
awesome.
Talk about.
They know everything. That's awesome.
They do. And, you know, this John Ossoff thing is interesting because that is a seat. I forget who the guy was who's a congressman who's now in the cabinet for Trump. And so it's to fill his seat. But this is an open election, meaning both Republicans and Democrats are running in this. This is not a primary. And so if somebody were to get 50% plus one, they would be the new congressman or woman.
Okay.
But that's not going to happen, probably, simply because there's a ton of people. There are 11 Republican candidates that are on the ballot today. And so I think the Democrats were able to get their act together because, you know, they were trying to dislodge and win that seat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been a Republican seat for decades,
right.
And so they might lose this one, and that's why the Democrats are really spending a lot of money. And Trump did a robocall there. He didn't say to vote for anyone. He simply said vote Republican.
Mm.
And the idea is if you can draw away enough votes from Ossoff, because Ossoff's young. Again, he's, what, 30 years old. And he's tweeting against him this morning. He's working as hard as he can. But, you know, every place they have these elections, last week it was in Kansas on a Tuesday, the Democrats are trying to get some kind of a foothold, if at all possible, to say, hey, look, people don't like Trump because our person is the nominee, or they were able to win this new seat in Congress. So that's why this is really important today. But the fact that it is an open race rather than a primary will make it interesting. Most of the pundits say, while Ossoff has better than 42% of the vote, he's not going to be able to get to 50. So there will be some sort of a runoff. And that's the reason that probably the Republicans were chilling a little bit. They had to wait till they saw who that person's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll start throwing their money behind him. And that's the way that that election will eventually work out, I suppose. All right, yeah. 649.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 22nd, learn about integrated pest management for the garden. There are good and bad insects in the garden. Come learn how to promote the good ones and control the bad ones this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Without question, the first year in new trees and shrubs' lives will be their most difficult. It's tough making that transition from the sheltered surroundings of a plant farm somewhere to the exposure of a Texas landscape. What might otherwise be a bulletproof performer in our soils and our heat can otherwise succumb to the issues. You hold the key. You are the lifeguard. The first year is critical to your new plants. I'll explain right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com, or call during the week, 800-752-GROW. When you set out new plants, you want to start with healthy, vigorous specimens. That's easy to determine. At this time of year, container-grown plants will have all of their roots intact, so they should make the move without blinking. Bald and burlap plants, on the other hand, have been dug with some loss of roots back in the winter. They sometimes suffer setback. Look for plants that have a full complement of leaves that are full-size for the species. That usually won't happen with bald and burlap plants, but come as close as you can. Now, you want to transport your plants home carefully. Pad trees' trunks so they won't be rubbed and damaged by your car trunk. Wrap and secure top growth with an old sheet or a piece of nursery shade fabric. If it's exposed to a 10-mile-an-hour wind on the highway, a tree will burn badly and all the new growth will be lost. Carry it by its soil ball, not by the trunk, and plant it immediately when you get home. Dig the planting hole carefully. It should be no deeper than necessary to accommodate the root ball, but it can be wider. Unless you're preparing the entire planting bed for ground covers or low shrubs, it's usually not necessary to go to heroic proportions by adding peat moss or bark mulch or compost around new trees. They're going to have to grow into that soil anyway. You might as well let them start out there. Water is the critical issue. Water the new plant immediately after you plant it. Water it deeply. Soak the soil ball, and you can add a root stimulator if it's a plant that was dug with some loss of roots. And then remember that for this first summer, your sprinkler system alone will not be sufficient, maybe even for the second summer. The porous soil in which the plant was grown in the nursery will dry out far more quickly than native Texas soils. So your new plant will be dry while all the other established plants around it are still wet. You'll look out in your landscape and your lawn and say, well, I don't think it's time to water yet. Meanwhile, the new plants are crying out for help. Schumard red oaks, live oaks, chinkapin oaks, and Chinese pistachios have very thin bark. Protect their trunks for the first couple of years against sun scald and borer invasion by wrapping them with paper tree wrap from the nursery or the hardware store. This is non-negotiable. New oaks, new Chinese pistachios, wrap those trunks from the ground to the lowest limbs.
You get one good chance to establish your new tree perfectly vertically, so stake and guy it so it will keep it plumb. You don't want to take a chance, because if it tilts, you have to dig and reset it and start everything over again. I'm Neil Sperry, making your patio enjoyable in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports at 6:54. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team heads to Arlington tonight for a non-conference game against the UTA Mavericks. The Maroon and White enter the fray winners of 11 of their last 13 games, including their current six-game hit streak. The run also includes winning 7 of their last 8 road games. First pitch for tonight's game is scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Speaking of Aggie baseball, Coach Rob Childress announced yesterday that the team will be adding Mason Corbett to the lineup for the 2018 season. Corbett is a two-sport standout at Brandeis High School in San Antonio, excelling at shortstop and quarterback. He's also the son of former Texas A&M standout Sherman Corbett, who went on to enjoy a major league career with the Angels in the 80s. He went on to become head coach at UT San Antonio and now serves as an assistant athletic director at UTSA. In Major League Baseball,
0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros win again. That's now 5 in a row as they take game one from the Angels by a score of 3-0.
Charlie Morton and three relievers combined for a 5-hitter. Jose Altuve drove in 2 runs, and the Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 3-0 last night for their 5th straight win. Morton worked in and out of trouble over 5 innings, allowing 5 hits and 2 walks with 3 strikeouts. The Astros continue their series with the Angels tonight at Minute Maid Park. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile in Oakland,
Kella is ready. A long pause at the belt, and here's the pitch. Swung on and rolled out to second. Rugi's got it. Over to first. The ball game's over. The Rangers have beaten the A's 7-0.
A.J. Griffin pitched 6 scoreless innings in his return to the Oakland Coliseum. Nomar Mazara had 2 hits and 3 RBIs, and the Texas Rangers beat the Athletics 7-0 last night. Carlos Gomez and Mike Napoli added 2 RBIs apiece to help Texas end a 3-game skid. Game 2 with the Athletics is tonight in Oakland. First pitch is at 9:05. Pre-game will be at 8:30, and you can catch the game over on The Zone as well. Also for the Rangers, the team has placed right-hander Sam Dyson on the 10-day disabled list with a right hand bruise yesterday, one day after the closer blew a save for the third time this season. According to manager Jeff Banister, Dyson was hurt while trying to field a comebacker in the 9th inning of Sunday's 8-7 loss in Seattle. In the NFL, a former agent has pled guilty to violating North Carolina's sports agent law by providing thousands of dollars in improper benefits to 3 former Tar Heels football players to entice them into signing contracts with him. 43-year-old Terry Watson of Marietta, Georgia, entered his plea yesterday afternoon in a deal to resolve 31 2-year-old felony charges. Watson received 30 months of probation and a $5,000 fine, while Judge Graham Shirley issued a suspended jail sentence of 6 to 8 months. In the NBA,
and the Spurs hold the Grizzlies to 38% shooting from the field to take a 2-0 lead in this best of 7 opening round series. The final score from the AT&T Center, San Antonio 96, Memphis 82.
Kawhi Leonard had a postseason career high 37 points and added 11 rebounds, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Memphis Grizzlies 96-82 last night to take a 2-0 lead in their first round series. San Antonio led for all but 13 seconds in winning its 10th consecutive postseason game over Memphis. And finally, the daily fantasy sports industry has sharply contracted since the online games offered by companies like FanDuel and DraftKings sparked court and legislative battles across the United States last year. The Fantasy Sports Trade Association, the industry's lobbying arm, says that more than 2/3 of the companies that existed this time last year have shuttered, changed focus, or joined with competitors. A merger proposal between Boston's DraftKings and New York's FanDuel is currently being reviewed by the Federal Trade Commission. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Join the American Heart Association for the 50 Shades of Red, Go Red for Women Luncheon on Thursday, May 4th at the Hilton Hotel and Conference Center. Featuring keynote speaker, Emmy and three-time Golden Globe nominated actress known to millions of fans for her role in the hit CBS television show Northern Exposure, Janine Turner. Tickets are $50 per person with sponsorship still available. Go online at brazoscountygored.heart.org or call 268-0068. Sponsored locally by the College Station Medical Center.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Let's check a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your Nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900. Stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Hey, the rain is, we're on the western edge of it, but there's still going to be some rain today, looking like 3/4 of an inch of rain, possibly. And if you're headed down toward Houston, nothing but heavier rain than we've got here. Right now, 66 outside, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.